Maseches Meiser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Hapoida Meiser Sheni, someone who's redeeming produce of Meiser Sheni onto coins. V'leikar Hashem, but he didn't verbally say by name that I want the Kedushas Meiser Sheni to transfer onto these coins. He just set aside and he did action of designating coins. Rabbi Yossi Amar Daya, Rabbi Yossi says it's enough to physically set aside even though you didn't verbally say that there should be a transfer. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Tzarech L'Farsh, Rabbi Yehuda says he has to verbally explain what's going on here and say that I want the Kedusha to transfer from the produce onto the coins. The Mishnah now brings a similar machlekes. Hayimadaber im ha'isha al iske gita v'kedushah. If a man was speaking to his wife, or to a woman, regarding a get, about divorce, or regarding kedushin, about marriage, then v'nasan lagita v'kedushah v'lay perish. Then he handed her a get, or he handed her a kesef for kedushin, something for kedushin, and he didn't explain what he's doing. He didn't say, I'm giving you this get for divorce, or I'm giving you this for kedushin. But it's clear from his actions, he was discussing it before, and then he went and handed this to her. So you have the same machlekes. Rabbi Yossi Amar Daya, Rabbi Yossi says it's enough, because he holds doing actions when it's enough through the actions and previous discussions that it's clear what you're doing, that's enough for it to be binding. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Tzarech L'Farsh, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to speak it out black and white exactly what's taking place, otherwise it's not binding. Mishnah Ches. Haminiyat Isser. If someone sets aside a Isser coin that he's planning on using to redeem produce of Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, v'achal alav chetzei, and he ate half the Isser's value of produce. So he took some produce little by little and he transferred the Kedushas Meiser Sheni onto the coin little by little till the point that the coin was halfway used to redeem Meiser Sheni. And in doing so, he was able to eat the produce outside Yerushalayim. So now you have a coin, half of Isser is Meiser Sheni, and the other half of it is still Chulin. V'halach l'makam acher, and then he traveled to a different place, and he brought this coin with him. V'arehu yetze bepundyein, and the coin is a different value in a different place. The Isser coin is now, in the second place, valued the same value as a pundyein, which is a much larger coin that's twice the value of an Isser. So it doubled in value. So originally the coin was worth one Isser, 50% of it was already used to redeem Meiser Sheni. Now it doubled in value and it's worth two Isserin. So the Mishnah says, Eichel of Eid Isser, he can eat more fruit and redeem more Meiser Sheni produce up to the value of a whole nother Isser. Because 50% of the coin that's remaining is now worth a full Isser because it had doubled in price. And he can now redeem another full Isser onto this coin. The Mishnah now says the reverse case. Haminiya Pundyan, someone who designated a Pundyan which was worth two Isarim. And he designated that to redeem little by little Meiser Sheni produce onto it. V'achal ad chetzei, and he ate produce of Meiser Sheni by redeeming onto 50% of that coin, which is one Isser's value. V'halach l'makam acher, and then he traveled with that coin to another place. V'arehu yetze be'isser, the coin's now only valued one Isser, so it dropped to half of its value. So although he put a full Isser value already on the coin, but the second half of the coin dropped and is now only worth a half of an Isser. So the Mishnah says, Eichel of Oid Plag, he can eat and redeem another half of Isser's worth onto this coin, and that's it, because the coin is now dropped to half its value. The Mishnah now says, a case where the opposite is taking place, it's now in Yerushalayim, he has a coin that's Meiser Sheni that he brought to Yerushalayim, and instead of purchasing food with it, what he's doing is, he has his own chulin food, that he's transferring the Kedusha from the coin onto his chulin food. So what he does is, Haminiach Isser Shal Meiser Sheni, he places an Isser coin of Meiser Sheni Kedusha, and he's designating it that he's going to transfer the Kedusha from the produce onto the Kedusha from the Meiser Sheni coin in Yerushalayim onto the produce. So Eichel Alav Achad Aser B'Isser, once he eats to the point where there's only 1/11th of the Isser coin left Meiser Sheni on the coin, or V'Achad Mimei B'Isser, or 1/100th of the Isser coin left over that's Meister Sheni, and at that point, the minor amount of Meister Sheni that's left on the coin becomes buttle. It's nullified by the majority, and he doesn't have to worry about it anymore. Now, these two different shiurim, 1/11th or 1/100th, the Rav explains that it depends if it's Meister Sheni Vadai or Meister Sheni of Demai. Meister Sheni of Demai, that's produce purchased from Ma'am Arts, that's only obligated to take off Meister Sheni Midrabanan. So there we're more lenient. And if you leave behind 1/11th of the value of the coin, 1/11th of it still remains Kedushas Meister Sheni, so that minor amount is buttle, it's nullified. But if it's Meister Sheni Vada, you have to have only 1/100th remaining for it to become nullified. The Mishnah gives other opinions. Beisham Aimrim Hakol Asar. All types of Meister Sheni, whether it's Demai or whether it's Vadai Meister Sheni, 1/10th is the amount that once there's only 1/10th Meister Sheni remaining left on this coin, then it becomes nullified. Ubeisil Aimrim, Beisil says, Bavadai Achadasar. When it comes to Meister Sheni Vadai, 1/11th is the amount that less than that, from 1/11th and less, we nullify it. Ube Demai Asar. When it comes to Demai, then 1/10th already is going to be nullified on this coin, and if there's only 1/10th of Meister Sheni left on the coin, it will become nullified, and it's now Hulin.